there's a change happening in the way we live, the way we work, the way we spend our money and make our decisions. We are evolving to be more conscious in our actions in a way that serves the world and makes it a better place. Welcome to the Ethical Evolution. The Ethical Evolution podcast is brought to you by the Ethical Change Agency. I'm Bindi, CEO and founder, and I am honoured to bring you the stories of those who create change through paying it forward and giving back. Ethical business owners and holistic healers who help people make a better world. Once we have change in consciousness and through collective change, we can become one. I wanted to tell you the story behind how we got here. And by that, I mean the Ethical Change Agency and the Ethical Evolution podcast. I have had a diverse career in tourism, digital, communications, and radio. I have volunteered a good chunk of my life, giving back to communities, small businesses, women, and those who needed me. In the last year, I've been fortunate to speak to hundreds of people who are really great at what they do, but not really great at telling others about it. So I soon realised that I had a knack for extracting the true message from people and what they wanted to achieve. So I saw where I could help. I saw where I could create, support, elevate, and collaborate. It became clear to me that there was a need to help promote those ethical business owners, those change makers, and holistic healers who were all making a change in the world. Imagine if we amplified those voices and led the charge for a collective change. In the last year, I've become a more enlightened, conscious human being through my own healing and self-acceptance. I've spent a lot of time researching, reading, meditating, and stretching my imagination, mind, and body. Through this exploration and meditation, I've received messages and visions that the universe intends for me. On a night a few months ago now, I got a vision of a commercial premises which was all decked out in Scandi style. It had a professional recording studio, video recording studio, retail store, meditation rooms, listening pods, boardroom, training rooms, consulting rooms, a breakout kitchen area, and outdoor area where you could connect with nature. It was located near parkland or by the water to make our connection with nature even greater. I didn't really know what to make of it at the time, but there was a logo on the wall in neon on beechwood on the wall with the word agency with a capital A and a circle around that A, like a grade on a paper, like A grade. So over time, that vision became clearer after speaking to thought leaders, entrepreneurs, and business coaches. Soon, my team was mapped out on paper. The floor plan for the premises was a little more tangible, and my goals to reach those who needed me became global. That vision was an agency, and for a while, it was known as the agency. But I knew with the way the world works, I couldn't call it that, and it would be a disservice if I did. I needed time to be clearer and connect with what the universe presented me. And when I came to realize that there are all these amazing people wanting to do good, but wasting time and money on things that were no longer serving them, it was my mission to get them on the right path. These people wanted to see change in the world. It was the reason they were doing business and giving back or creating an environment where they could give back, and it was entrenched in them. They were passionate about helping people, helping the planet, helping those less fortunate, educating others. Their motivation was not greed. It was kindness and care. It was ethical change. And soon after that realization, the universe sent me the Ethical Change Agency. My specialization is podcasts and sound, but a holistic communication approach for those who needed it was really my niche. My decades in corporate with eons of lessons learnt have proven to be valuable. There's a new way of driving business, and it's not what you think. It's about becoming an authority in what you do, a thought leader, and when you're a change maker, your impact is greater. So when I ask the question, do I need my own podcast again? The answer was a resounding yes. And after agonizing days of wordplay with those in earshot, the Ethical Evolution was born. It's a place where you can settle in and find your tribe, those people who really give a damn about the planet, about business, about humans, and about you. My guests will educate you, they'll delight you, they'll make you laugh, they'll make you think, and they'll make you want to be an all-round better human. So I thank you for joining me on this journey of the Ethical Evolution, where we are pushing for collective change, change of thought, change of mind, change of decision, change of lifestyle, change of being, so that we can become one. Thanks for listening to the Ethical Evolution podcast. If you're an ethical business owner, change maker, or holistic healer who is determined to make a change in the world and you need support to spread your message, visit ethicalchangeagency.com to collaborate.